in the background, you can hear the delegates at the Next Gen Roadshow in Nottingham, where we've been hearing speakers this morning, and we're going to be moving into workshops this afternoon. So in the morning, we opened up with Councillor Graham Chapman, who's the deputy leader of Nottingham City Council. He is a portfolio holder responsible for economic development and resources and customer care, and he's very keen on the whole science city status of Nottingham and economic development. And he talked about how next-gen infrastructure, that's very high-speed broadband infrastructure, needs to be considered in the same way as other infrastructure in a city, roads, trains, and in Nottingham's case, trams, and that investment in next-gen was very important for Nottingham and the future of Nottingham's economy. That might mean developing new economic structures. He warned of the danger of creating two cities, a successful business city with world-leading universities. Nottingham has two, Nottingham Trent and the University of Nottingham. And so that's City 1. And City 2 is a city where there's a lot of deprivation and a lack of access to networks and services. So for him, it's not just about access. It's also about the education and the need to educate everybody in how to use this stuff. He also argued that investment in infrastructure is a good use of the economic power to develop, possibly a better use than quantitative easing. We then heard from Derek McCauley, who's a professor. He's at the University of Nottingham. He's the director of the Digital Horizon Project, which is a project funded by the UK Research Councils looking at the application of the digital economy and digital technologies. For him, it's about business models, it's about scale. He gave the example of Animoto.com. If you haven't looked at Animoto, you should. It's fun. And he also talked about the movement to the cloud, how important it was to have the right infrastructure to be able to deal with the cloud, and made a really good point, actually, which is the cloud moves you from CapEx, on buying servers, on buying kit and infrastructure, through to OpEx, i.e. operating expenses, as you move into the service domain. Interesting presentation. Then Jane Todd, who's the chief executive of Nottingham City Council, she also acknowledged the role of the universities and their ability to work across the sector. She said that the city is investing in its infrastructure, and she feels that Nottingham City Council, in moving to its new workspace in Loxley House, is demonstrating how behaviour change can be produced by changing the environment in which you work. She talked about the importance of sharing data, of bringing businesses like E.ON back to the city, and in particular of understanding how new uses for technology can enable disadvantaged and deprived people to access services. But she said we need new models for engagement, and some of that is about social media. So yes, very interesting. She said Nottingham is ambitious and wants to turn plans into action. She mentioned the portal in particular, but and the idea of the portal becoming the Midlands Internet Exchange. She mentioned BioCity, the Innovation Park, the planned Medipark, and companies like Experian. And then, of course, we move to Dave Carter from Manchester. He's the head of the Manchester Digital Development Agency. He is an evangelist. He's an enthusiast. And he talks about the need for three I's in investing in this. That's the inclusion, the industries, the digital industries that go into this, and the need for innovation. He said, if you look at things like 4G, 4G without great fibre won't work well. And he argued that the move to open networks makes it possible for entrepreneurs, both as individuals and businesses, to own a bit of the network, and owning a bit of it is important to entrepreneurs, he said. Talked about healthcare as a driver, and the needs for high bandwidth coming out of that. He also talked about the Mancunian concept of free trade fibre, and that the creation of a testbed in Manchester is a really exciting and forward-looking venture. The other thing Dave emphasised, which I thought was really good, is the need for the core cities, of which Manchester and Nottingham are both core cities, the need for those cities to work together and to try and learn from one another's experience. In other words, it's not about Nottingham competing with Manchester. It's about everybody working together to bring the whole standard of UK availability up. And that session finished with Robert Ling from BDUK talking about the government's plans for how they can help in the final third and some of the pilots that are ongoing. Well, that was it. Then we went into the break.